Civil Cleveland won.
Congratulations, Cleveland.
Thank you. Whew. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are happier than LeBron this morning.
Anthony Brown.
All right, let me get this out the way. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Little Rock. You find out where I am, all right? You put in some work, all right? How about that?
And you got some things going on at the J-Spot this weekend.
Yeah. Ooh, do you?
I'm putting out fires.
No wonder you're leaving town.
Let's get it on! Okay. Oh, my God.
No, that's not
no,
it.
It's gonna
Player, do you think TMZ and the paparazzi is going to be at the club?
I would hope so. I need the pub. I need the publicity. I really
man,
do.
Well, you got enough to get some paparazzi, man. Between Nene and Lunel beefing and coming to your stage,
can't you see Harvey getting a phone call? Nene's at the J spot. Click. And then Harvey looks at the camera, looks at all those kids there on TV. He says, what's a J spot?
With that big gulp cup.
Yeah.
He ain't been outside the airport and made that right turn. Then no way. Oh, man.
Nene Leakes and Lunel are beefing at the J spot. Where's the J spot?
Oh, that's messed up. So where's the J spot? Then the black girl stands up.
J spot
it. Or the one with the curls? Yeah.
Yeah, she knows.
I'm not sure the brothers know where.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The black girl might not even know either.
Yeah, she knows, but the brothers,
yeah, they definitely don't know.
They know.
It's going to be nice. Cleveland took care of business last night, as they were supposed to, because I'm on the bandwagon. Thank you very much. And Cleveland,
ooh-wee.
All right.
I'm so dizzy.
And LeBron.
What happened to the rust?
It was the first 2 minutes of the game. The rust came
How does
off.
This work? Huh?
Toronto came out there and scored the first 7 points, and it was 7-0 in the first like minute of the game, first 2 minutes of the game, and they never saw a lead after that. That was all there was to the rust. 2 minutes. 2 minutes of rust.
That's usually about the way it works.
Hey, all right. Thank you so much, Cleveland, for coming through. I know you had your doubts about me, but thank you.
You know, you'd be surprised how many people don't have their doubts about you, and it's really surprising to me. He's not a jinx. Stop it. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the believers. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's cute.
Cute. Okay. Going to cute. All right. Oklahoma plays tonight?
Yeah, they're back at it.
Oklahoma wins tonight? Okay. Back in Golden State? Yeah. Back in the Bay Area? Okay.
All you said what now? Let me get this straight.
I said that Oklahoma is going to win the series and they're going to face LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals. That's
what
I said. Okay.
Who's going to win tonight?
On now.
So what are those quick little monkeys going to do? What are they going to do tonight?
Oh, that was messed up, wasn't it?
Little money. He got caught up, huh?
He did.
He really got caught up.
I really believe that he did. I don't think he meant anything by it.
He didn't know. That's how they talk over there, right? I guess,
Quick little monkeys. He's not over there.
No, he's not over there now. So.
And those quick little monkeys will show up tonight.
You
got to
learn your do's and don'ts when you get here.
Yeah,
that should be a part of the rule book. Where not to go, who not to hang out with, and what not to say.
LeBron's contract with Nike is worth $1 billion.
That's what his manager says.
A billion.
Yeah, not half a.
Not a half a billion. That was just like the down payment on his Nike contract.
That's
congratulations.
Good money.
Woo. Two people that need their butt whipped. And I mean, really whipped. Whoever did this cartoon of Michelle Obama and George Zimmerman. You need to just line up. And I'm not usually one for promoting this, but in this case.
The cartoon of
It's yeah, two. Cartoon it's of two women. It's one is Michelle. The other is identified as Melania Trump. And the line says, "Make America, make the First Lady great again," which is based upon what Trump says. And the one of the First Lady makes her look like a dude with a wig on.
Yeah, yeah, makes it look very,
very masculine, very, very unattractive. And Melania, you know,
Drew. And whoever did that cartoon.
His name is Ben Garrison, just so you'll know. And he tweeted the picture.
Where can we find him?
Well, we can find him on Twitter for sure.
Okay. And where is George Zimmerman hanging out? Where is he? Where do we find
him? Why do we keep?
Is the price going up on that? Is that a real?
That's the question. I think that's the question.
I don't know, but he said some really mean things about Trayvon's parents in an interview that deserves an ass kicking.
Yeah,
just straight up.
And it was
straight
taunting.
Up ass kicking.
It was taunting, saying that they did not raise their son right, and he's
and they're the reason he's dead, because they didn't. Because they were bad parents.
But if people stop talking to him and stop giving him this attention, then it might go away.
That's not going to happen. So let's just go to the next best thing.
He won't go away.
Let's ride out.
I like that.
Yeah, let's just ride out.
Sometimes that's a butt whipping. You're absolutely right.
There's
no other way. Nothing else to do.
Congratulations to the 76ers, the sorriest team in the NBA. They got the ping pong ball.
They got the number one pick in the lottery.
So they got the number one pick in the lottery. The sorriest team. How many games did the Cowboys win?
Wow. Well, you definitely won't get a rim shot.
In the words of Huggy, too soon?
Never too soon, but you cut your rim shots way down.
Come on, Super Dave. Come on, Super Dave.
No, he's not going
to
give you that.
Okay. I have two words for you, Super Dave. Mother's Day. Now do I get a rim shot? Come on, Super Dave.
What's Mother's Day?
That's between me and Super Dave. He knows.
Sent David something special for Mother's Day?
Something special going on?
Between you and David?
He knows. I don't want to put it out on the air.
You just did.
No, not that. No, the real thing we're talking about. I deserve a rim shot for life for what I did on Mother's Day for him. Super Dave, did the 76ers win as many games as the Cowboys?
Apparently, Mother's Day meant more to you than it did to him.
All right, Super Dave. I see how this is going to go.
Apparently, it was a bigger deal to you.
A bigger day for you than Super Dave.
Okay. He knows.
Apparently,
he ain't hitting that rim shot button.
He's not hitting the rim shot button.
He's definitely not hitting it.
Okay. Get Well Wednesday coming up at the bottom of the hour, and Get Well Wednesday is dealing with painkillers and the prescription drugs and the whole
how to get hooked on them.
How to get hooked on them and stuff. A new story came out yesterday that Prince may have died of a combination of mixing Percocet with the synthetic opiate that he was on to try to get off of the painkillers, and that combination is what killed him. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out about painkillers coming up at the bottom of the hour. On the TJMS, Super Dave, Super Dave,
we
Super
find out
Dave.
What happened on Mother's Day.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to the bottom of that over the course of the next 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. All right. It's Wednesday on the TJMS.